이거 물리시장
is underground most precious mineral substance is within you and it is for me I have come to discover from within you. অর্পিত চরিং ক্ষীরাত করুণায়াবতী সমর্পিত উন্নত জলসাম সহভক্তি হরি পুরট সুন্দর দ্যুতি কদম্ব সন্দীপিত সদা হৃদয় কন্দরী সুরদন শচী নন্দন ডিসকভারার অফ মাই হাইস্ট ওয়ার্থ one who discovers my highest worth, highest value, he has come down to utilize me for that highest cause. I do not know what value I have got. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare অপরাধ করে মনো চিত্ত হল বজ্র সম তুয়া নামে নালাবে Neti, neti, neti. Not this, not this, not this. Krishna is inconceivable. Our hope is with the Vaishnava more. In the beginning of the life of a devotee, he thinks that my necessity is with Krishna. Why in the scriptures so much stress has been given for the Vaishnava between Krishna and me? They are placing so many barriers. So, though they outwardly have no other way but to admit this, yes, Vaishnava. But really, the inner heart is not satisfied with my necessity with Krishna. But when he really comes to have any touch of pure realization, they begin to understand that Vaishnava is all. Without Vaishnava, we cannot have any trace of Krishna. So abstract, so fine, so and so janjal means
restless.
Restless. that it is impossible for us to have any connection. The Vaishnava, they are our solace of life. So many posts of consolation standing on our way. We can find peace also in our heart that they are of my nature, my friend. They know my pleasure and the pain of my type in at present in my heart. What is the nature of the pain and the pleasure in me? My friend, they are my friend. Krishna is almost untraceable, abstract thing. He is so unapproachable and so unattainable and so fickle and so playful that we cannot fix any real prospect in him. But the Vaishnavas are standing like pillars, easily approachable, as they can give us consolation and they can help in our disaster like sympathetic friend. They are really our necessity, Vaishnava. Then Krishna, the Vaishnava, they will be must have more interest for me. Unknown and unknowable, untraceable. So many disappointing qualifications we find in it. But the Vaishnavas are all sympathetic, always helping. So they gradually comes to hold the important position in us. Not as a for the time being, as long as I cannot have intimacy with Krishna, so long we have some necessity with them, and not like that. Permanently and eternally, they are our everything. This will be our realization as much as we shall go deep towards the goal. Krishna's nature is something like treacherous. Radharani, when helpless, she says that I can't walk any longer. You may take me where you like, you may take you, but carry me. I can't, but disappear suddenly. Disappear. Then, of course, she was of that strong type. I know you can't go away. You are nearby, but we have concealed you. With this attitude she was going, and again perhaps for some time he met. He is of that type. But the Shakti group, the Sarup Shakti, they are all helpful to us. So, Das Goswami, he was very clever, cunning fellow. He told Krishna, I don't want you if I don't have Radharani. First I want my position to be certain, a sure position. We real relationship with Radharani, then I must first necessity would be that. And you must hover around her. So I don't care to have any independent connection with you. But that post around which you are hovering always, I want my real bona fide position with her. I want her service. To get one, that means service. I appreciate the service of Radharani to be the highest. Because I know to have any direct service, to have direct connection with you, that is rather imaginary and uncertain. But if I can acquire my intimate relationship in the service of Radharani, you are already conquered. You cannot but hover about her. So I have understood what is my real position. You are permanently sold to her. So I have nothing to do with you. You are not independent. You are dependent. I have found it out. That you are dependent. And where your dependence is, I want to fix my whole attention there. Where your unknown and unknowable characteristic that has left you when Radharani's position is concerned. She is so pure that you can't hope to leave her side. I have found out this truth. So I am no longer running after you. So Vaishnava should attract our heart's attention and care. Then it would be hopeful, it would be better prospect for us, sure prospect to have a relationship with the Vaishnava, which in our present life of a beginner, we can't realize. Rather, we feel disturbed with that proposal to us. That is substantial, that is real progress, and sure progress. Vishnu Bhakta Vaishnava, Krishna Bhakta Jnana, Karsna. Vishnu was also used in the sense of Krishna many places. Vikriridam Vajabodhu Viridam Cha Vishnu. Vajabodhu vi vikriritam, that is only reserved for Krishna conception of the truth, not who is known generally as Vishnu, but sometimes in this every word in its full-fledged meaning is bound to go to Krishna, because he is the center of everything, really. So all words may be used when the rain of the universe of jurisdiction, of the universe of discourse, the rein of the horse, that the universe of discourse when withdrawn, then every meaning of the every word will have to go to Krishna, to the highest center. He is the source of every vibration, every wave. So every wave has having origin from Him. But for our understanding from our own position, the meaning has been located somewhere else here, there, so many centers. But that is the only center controlling everything. But for our facility, we are finite souls, for our facility, so many working centers have been opened to us. Mahaprabhu, coming from Gaya, began to explain grammar. And in grammar he used to give explanation of Bhagavatam, from Vyakaran, a book of grammar. He was explaining grammar and he is taking every meaning, a word of every meaning to Krishna. And not a skillfully, mental skill, but his eyes are shedding tears. He is finding Krishna. Dhatu Sutra. He is finding everything coming from Krishna. To go, to walk, to speak, to see. These potencies, they have got their origin to that sweet Krishna, my Master, my Lord. Everything is reminding him of his loving Lord. They can't see anything else than him. Every point of experience carrying quickly with lightning speed to his origin, Krishna, all loving center. And he is shedding tears for his separation. That is possible. আলবন দেখি ভাম হয় এই বৃন্দাবন, শৈল দেখি মনে হয় এই গোবর্ধন, এনি মাউন্টেন টেকিং টু দি গোবর্ধন, এনি জঙ্গল টেকিং টু দি বৃন্দাবন ফরেস্ট, ডাজ নট সি অল দিস থিং, হোয়াট ইজ আর সি, সো দ্যাট আর নো হাইস্ট ওয়াটার, all belongs to you. Everything belongs to you, my Lord. You are everywhere. How can I live without you? My friends, show me the Lord of my inner heart. I can't go on live. I can't stand. I can't live. I can't exist. I am going to be finished. What is this? I see this is also possible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. কত বাজলো? নবদ্বীপ দ্য ল্যান্ড অফ মহাপ্রভু, বহু হরি বহুল বহুল হরি Vrindavan Navati. at the Vidaha Khetra Puri, Krishna has become cruel and they come in Dharaka. Puri Krishna is that of Dharaka Krishna, the land of separation of the gopis. Gopi mentality is in an ocean of separation, sorrow in Puri. Separation, long separation of Radha Rani. These things are all dream becomes dumb. Dream dumbing affairs. Goudhari, 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 Goudhari. Nidai Goudhari, Goudhari, Nidai Goudhari.
Can you explain the difference between Audarya and Madhurya?
Audarya and Madhurya. When Madhurya wants to distribute himself outside, becomes Audarya. When within a particular group and circle, previous circle, there is Madhurya, and then it thinks to be surplus and export to other places, export himself to other surrounding places. That is Audarya.
So
he has a mind to give these things beyond the circle, extending himself. When he wills to extend himself, though infinite, every point is infinite. Infinite minus infinite is infinite. We have to think it in that level. Otherwise, if he extends himself, then he's limited. The consideration will come, then he is limited within limitation, and he can extend outside. Then there is outside also. That not within him, such intellectual satisfaction is not possible in the world of infinite. The intellect of the finite won't habits play there. Seeing non-Krishna, that is Maya. So many conditions there. So, when he writes, it is a fact that all do not know about him, but when he exerts himself to make himself known to those who are not known about his sweetness, then he becomes at that time, in that function, of that substance, he is said to be udar, generous, magnanimous, udar, magnanimity. The sweetness becomes magnanimous. Sweetness, madhurya, and magnanimity, added with magnanimity, becomes Krishna, becomes Mahaprabhu. This side by side. So Navadvip and Vrindavan of same plane. In one portion, the highest sweetness is being tested, displaying itself in a particular group, the Leela functioning. And another, that thing is being distributed to those that are not within the camp, outside. But as a substance of the same level, that highest supreme dedication to a despot. Desperate dedication to the despot. That is the highest plane. Desperate dedication to the despot.
3D.
Santa, 3D.
But there are some devotees are in Vrindavan and also Navadvip at the same time.
Yes. Some exclusively there, some representing both the places, some more nearer to one and little indifferent to another. Different types, their classes. Equally interested in both. And less interest is one, greater interest another. And some may be absent here and present there. Maybe according to his will, according to Leela.
Then would that coincide with the Bhajananandi and Gostiyanandi? The Bhajananandi, who's only doing his own bhajan, or he might stay just in Vrindavan, and the Gostiyanandi, who's the preacher, more concerned with Odoria distributing.
Maybe of different orders. In Mahaprabhu's section like that, But there are also apparent Vaishnavas of some other type, that Nimbarka, Ramanuja, they may not care to come in the group of Mahaprabhu, but they are always conceiving them in the in connection with Krishna. Any particular plane, that is also to be found. They do not understand what Mahaprabhu is. Still, they have got some connection with Krishna. According to their capacity, they come in their own plane and they conceive like that. Something Krishna is Vilasamurti of Narayana. Some say Vrindavan Krishna is a presentation of Vasudeva Krishna. He is higher. Vasudeva is higher and this Gopa Krishna is lower. As he himself likes to show to particular group, they have to see like that. Mallana Masani Nenang Naragarasti Nan Sarubu Muttima Mettud Bhojapati Vidara Vijasan Tattang Parama Yoginam. In different phases, there are different types of recipients, and he also has corresponding contact with them in that similar way. Jijathamang Prabhuddhanti Tang Sati Hoja. According to our approach, he comes to respond that way. But comparison which is higher in degree, Rasu Visha, that fine understanding will allow us to know that Swayam Bhagavan is that Gopa Krishna or Radha Raman. He holds the supreme most position. They find understanding in the quality, in judging the quality of rasa. All kind of men understand that. Admission in the group of Mahaprabhu, that is the highest fortune. A professor who has got greater education, he can understand the position of the professor of lower education. But the lower education cannot measure the higher. Sometimes in some points he may have any conception that, oh, he is higher than me. But he paints in the world of Swami Maharaj. He paints their content of that abstruse discussion. All the scientists cannot enter into the discussion of Newton or Einstein. Though they have to admit that Einstein is by the success of his theory, but they cannot understand, follow the whole thing, the whole argument, and the process in the practice, practical system.
very bold. I close here. Request.
One Pandit, yes. He lived in Bhattapalli. Yes.
Bhattapalli.
Yes. And his name is Srijukta Rameshwar Bhattacharya.
Yes.
Have you heard of him?
No.
No.
I heard of Kanata Tattavism. Bhattapalli, Pantanjaya, Kambhuri Maharaj. He sometimes came to Mayapur. And in Benaras also, he presided over the meeting that Guru Maharaj had come to Tattavism. Other than to them, I know, I am hard. And Jeeva Magic, the old man, most of the time. I was a little bit of a of different scriptures in Sanskrit. Naya, Sati, Kulam, Sankho, all
this. There's also another gentleman, his name is Gokul Chandra Goswami.
First of all, no. It
doesn't have his residence, but he's the person who printed this edition of the Srinarda Pancharatram. 1902.
Not mentioned in the book.
Maybe Calcutta this one.
Gokul Goswami.
It's Calcutta.
Maybe there is one Shambhala Goswami. He was very submissive to Bhaktivinoda. Connected with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Shambhala Goswami. He wrote Gosundar and Shamsundar. Two books.
Yeah, it was printed in Calcutta. Upper Chitpur Road. It's on Upper Chitpur Road.
Oh. Upper Chitpur Road. Calcutta.
By one Jogendra Chandra Chakrabarty. 1902.
I don't know.
Jogendra Chandra.
Maharaj, what is the significance of this fossil record? They had the fossil record.
Fossil record? That doesn't want to say.
What is your question?
When we see it tomorrow.
Okay,
tomorrow.
I can ask him.
Tomorrow.
Okay, you guys are
coming.
Hey, come to my way, get you too.
Okay, you guys
are coming. Do you guys have a thing to
say? Vishwa Karma Prabhu.
Easy translation only in our dream. Some Brahmanic tendency is found in him.
No. Unlike others, or like Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. Appeared in the heart dish. This talk from this on the western side of the Ganges. Whereas Mahaprabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Shivas Pandit, these three then from the eastern side, lineage. And Nityananda Prabhu is in the heart dish. And Gadadhar Pandit also. He was born in Bharatpur, near Kandhi, in the district of Murshidabad, that was, in Birbhum. Perhaps in Birbhum or border of Murshidabad, Bharatpur. But his father had a house in Ramchandrapur. What they say as Prachi Mayapur, Ramchandra Purapati Pandit, Radhala. What the Lord Thakur mentioned. A very meek and modest temperament, unassuming, always pushing the backside, not pushing forward. Nature. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Puri, among his followers, Gadadhar Pandit was born. Before that, we are told, from the very childhood, he was given to devotion of Vishnu, Narayana. Krishna. Mahaprabhu, after coming from Gaya, before this, Mahaprabhu knew that he is very much addicted to his personality. Before coming from Gaya, when Mahaprabhu came with full blessed, with devotional activity, he met Pandit Gadadhar, and he, every now and then, is shedding tears, and my life has been useless. So long I have lost my time and energy, without any gain. I did not try to attain Krishna Bhakti. This is the nature after he comes back from Gaya. At the age of 18 or 20, that's all. He met Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar, Sishugal Hoite Tomar, Krishna Temati. From the very childhood, you are devoted to Krishna. Your life is successful. The mind is lost. I was spent. Huh?